AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Senate is back in session, and it's not clear yet when there will be a vote that could end a government shutdown. This is day 40. Speaker Mike Johnson has the House in recess.
I'm stating the obvious to all my colleagues, Republicans and Democrats in the House. You need to begin right now returning to the Hill. We have to do this as quickly as possible. Now, we look forward to the government reopening this week so Congress can get back to a regular legislative session.
A small group of Senate Democrats broke the stalemate and voted with Republicans to move ahead with the legislation that would end the shutdown. Extension of health care tax credits has been blocked by Republicans. Massachusetts Democrat Ed Markey says any Republican who backed an extension.
Trump just called him and said, your career is over. You will not be a senator again. So now we're seeing the remaining senators who are here, who are Republicans. And they are just saying, whatever you want, Mr. Trump.
An end to the shutdown could still be days away if any senators object or drag out the process. The Trump administration is again asking the Supreme Court to keep full SNAP food aid payments on hold. A small turboprop plane bound for Jamaica on a hurricane relief mission crashed into a pond in a residential area of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. A fire official tells the AP no victims were located during rescue efforts, and they say the search has become a recovery effort. It wasn't immediately clear how many people were on board the aircraft. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says he's getting rid of outdated thinking.
The FDA is initiating the removal of a broad black box warnings from hormone replacement therapy products for menopause.
It means hormone-based drugs used to treat hot flashes and other menopause symptoms will no longer carry a bold warning label about stroke, heart attack, dementia, and other serious risks. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Sources tell the AP Brian Daboll is out as coach of the New York Giants.
Just didn't get the job done.
The move by ownership and general manager Joe Shane was made one day after the Giants blew a late lead and lost 24-20 at the Chicago Bears to fall to 2-8 on the season. Daboll spoke after the game.
You know, 10-point lead there in the fourth quarter and... you know, give them credit. They made a lot of plays.
New York has lost four games in a row since upsetting defending Super Bowl champion Philadelphia at home in prime time. Offensive coordinator Mike Kafka has been named the interim coach. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Cleveland Guardians pitcher Luis Ortiz is due in court on charges accusing him and teammate Emmanuel Clase of taking bribes to help bettors in their native Dominican Republic win prop bets placed on pitches they threw. Clase, who was the Guardians' closer and Ortiz a starter, have been on non-disciplinary paid leave since July. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.